Good day, everyone. My name is Ravel Curry, and today we will be having a short discussion on Chapter 1 of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. We're going to have a few guests to come on today to help with the discussion, and our first guest will be one of the interns, which is Mr. Lloyd. So we're going to have him to call in right now and discuss with us. Discussion discussing Chapter 1. And I know from my reading of Chapter 1, chapter discusses faith. And there were a lot of, you know, they gave examples and stories that were based on faith and that spoke about, you know, basically just holding on to what it is that you believe in. And if you have a dream, then you have to definitely work hard at it and you have to push no matter what, no matter what the circumstances may look like and no matter what, like, anyone says or anyone thinks. You have to keep going, you have to keep pushing, you have to have within yourself that faith to know that if I want to be something great, if I want to be someone great, then no matter if I have to start from the bottom and work my way up over an over an amount of years, that one day I'm going to make it to where I want to be. You know, so it's all about that desire and that drive, and you have to have that desire. You know, if you have a goal, you have to desire it. You have to want it so bad that you are willing to do whatever it is that you need to do that is legal, ethical, and moral. You have to continue to have that drive so that, you know, no matter if hard times may come, you'll still be ready to do it. And basically what I got from the chapter is, well, all of that together, you know, you basically have to, once you plan as to what is your goal, then you put it in place. And you just have to get rid of everyone's life sometimes who may be going against if there's any fear, because with fear, it's going to cancel out whatever it is that you want to do toward your goal, because fear will hold you back and fear will have you not wanting to go out as best as you can and putting your all into it and putting your best foot forward. So definitely, that's what I've gotten from the chapter. Helped me in my real life to say that whatever goal is that I have that I want to achieve, I have to understand that if that's what I want to do, then I definitely have to give my all 100%. And I can't let anything or anyone stop me from reaching that ultimate goal. Okay. We're still waiting on our caller to come in. So that we can further discuss all of the things that we've learned as collectively and individually from Napoleon's Think and Grow Rich of Chapter 1. Hello again, everyone. I do apologize. We had a technical difficulty. And once again, we are back in a discussion of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And we're discussing Chapter 1, and Chapter 1 is actually on desire. And it's if, you know, you desire, you have a burning desire, you know, to do something. And it's basically about what you're willing to do, even what you're willing to give up, you know, in order to achieve that desire that you have. And I know in the book, you know, it discussed a few just examples of, you know, people who would have had burning desires and of a goal that they wanted to achieve. And one of the persons was Mr. Edward C. Barnes, and he basically, he wanted to work and be the partner of, you know, the inventor, Mr. Edison. And in his mind, he was already Mr. Edison's partner. He didn't speak as if, well, I'm going to try and become his partner, or, you know, I'm going to maybe work my way up and we'll see if I'll be his partner. No, in his head, he was already his partner, even though he wasn't, but that was his ultimate goal. And he said that he would do everything that he can within his power that is legal, moral, and ethical, you know, to achieve that goal of being his partner. And, you know, he went above and beyond. He spoke it into existence. And that's one of the things that if we have a goal, we have to speak it. We can't, you know, be shaky on it or, you know, be not sure. We have to make sure that if it's something that we want, we have to speak it into existence. We have to tell ourselves, well, you know, I'm going to achieve that goal, and this goal is going to happen. And if it's a goal, it's going to happen in, say, 2 years or 5 years or, you know, a few months. We're going to, in the next year, I'm going to achieve the goal that I set out. And we can't be afraid. We can't be, you know, we can't worry about what people may think or what they, you know, how they may react to us or how they may look at us. Because if it's something that we want, we have to be so driven to get it, to go out and get it. And like Mr. Barnes, you know, he didn't stop. And he said to himself, even if he had to start at the very bottom tier, even if he had to start by just taking out the trash, you know, sometimes we don't want to start at the bottom. You know, we want to just have a foot in the door and just start, you know, at the position that we want. But sometimes it takes growing, and it takes taking, you know, one step at a time. If we have to start at the bottom, if we have to start by taking out the trash, and then the next will be taking out the mail, but eventually those baby steps will eventually lead us to the ultimate goal of whatever it is that we want to be, whatever position we want to hold, whatever place in life we want to be. It's a step by step process. It's gradual, and we're not going to, unfortunately, it doesn't happen like that. We're not going to just wake up one day and immediately just be, you know, the CEO of a company. No, we have to, you have to work at it. First, after you put the plan in place, you have to think to yourself, okay, what is it do I want to do? Once you found that out, what it is do I need to do? Okay, you put that plan in place, and then you do those steps and you work toward that ultimate goal of me being a CEO. You know, you have to do the groundwork first before you can have that, you know, top privilege of, you know, being the CEO and being your own boss and doing all of these things. No, sometimes you have to do the hard, dirty work, and you have to start at the bottom. So, and we can't get discouraged that we can't be at the place that we want to be. You know, sometimes you have to set a time frame for yourself. You know, you can't just say, well, I want to be a CEO within 6 months, because, you know, it's nearly impossible. But if you say, I want to be the CEO of my own company within the next 3 to 5 years, then that's more attainable, it's more reachable, it's something that you're sure that once you push and you dedicate your time, then you can definitely do. So the entire chapter is basically over, you know, desire and goals, and it's just telling you what it is that you need to do in order to achieve the ultimate goal that you have in mind for yourself. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is unattainable. Once you have that drive, once you have that dedication and commitment, you can do it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. Don't let anyone come against you. You know, you can do it. And that's basically, it's been such an inspiration, and it's just chapter one, and it's been already such an inspiration to my life, and I feel like I can conquer the world. I feel like I can, you know, do so many things already off of just chapter one, because it shows me, hey, I'm going to have some people that are not for me and that may not want me to succeed, but if I have that goal, I have that drive within myself, I can do it. Regardless of what they say, you know, I can do it. Okay, that looks like our time. Unfortunately, we did not get our caller in, but I hope that you got a general idea of basically what it is that Chapter 1 is talking about. Again, it is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and it's an awesome book, and it will definitely inspire and change your life. Again, my name is Ravel Curry. I didn't even know.
That was so awesome. It's gone?